request.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. The first grant on the agenda is the Greater Millsboro Chamber of Commerce. They would like county council to sponsor a new festival that will be held on September 21st. The festival will be a family fun event with games, entertainment, and local food vendors. The last grant received was from Mr. Phillips for $500.
This is a change for Millsboro. It's a significant change. I expect this to be a very well-attended, large event. And in the interest of economic development in Millsboro, I'd like to grant $5,000 from my account.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Of taxpayers' money.
Added to zero.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $5,000, Mr. Phillips's account of taxpayer money, to the Greater Millsboro Chamber of Commerce for their festival expenses. Any questions on the motion? Vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
And the next one's the Rehoboth Village Improvement Association. They would like assistance in purchasing a sign to better identify their clubhouse. The clubhouse is used for fundraising events that directly benefit their scholarships and community needs. The last grant received was $2,500 from Mr. Cole to help build their clubhouse.
Did it mention any numbers on that with the cost of sign?
$2,938.60.
I'll do $1,200.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,200 to Rehoboth Village Improvement Association for sign and cost for Mr. Cole's Councilmatic taxpayer-funded account. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Bridgeville Police Department are requesting funds for their National Community Night Out. This will be the first grant for this event for this town.
And Mr. Wilson wouldn't give me anything. That's what. Makes a motion to grant $500 from my account.
I make a motion that we get $500 from Mike's account.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. To grant $500 to the Bridgeville Police Department for their National Community Night Out of my Councilmatic taxpayer funded account.
I'll give $250.
Oh, wait a minute. We're going to amend that.
Yeah,
and Mr. Wilson adds $250, so motion is for $750.
That's good.
I got about a third of that town.
$500 for me, $250 for Mr. Wilson's account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
The Mount Joint Civic Association would like $500 to send at-risk low-income youth from the Mount Joy community to basketball summer camp.
Yes, $500 from my account. Of public money.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to grant $500 Mrs. Deaver's account to the Mount Joy Civic Association with the Georgetown Basketball League. Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
How about yes? Motion carried.
The Seaford High School International Baccalaureate Boosters is requesting funds to use as scholarships for students in their International Baccalaureate program. This is a diploma program that will cost each student over $700 in exam fees. This is a new grant.
New grant. Make a motion to grant $1,000 from my account. Someone, motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Okay. Last grant is Town of Millsboro requesting $1,000 to help with the cost of creating a museum in their town hall. The museum will display many historical items at the town that the town has collected over the last couple of years. There has been no past grants.
I'd like to grant $1,000 from my account, please.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
To grant $1,000 from Mr. Phillips' Councilmatic account to the town of Millsboro for museum display costs. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinance. Mr. Phillips.
I was looking belatedly, unfortunately, at the Mount Joy request. And could I ask the council to consider allowing me to give $250 as well to that event? I have some of that area.
Well, we haven't left grant
they're
request yet.
For,
so sorry.
They're asking for $500.
You gave $250.
Did you want to split it, or
was it? Well, he gave $250, right? He's
going to give $250. No, I think I gave $500.
She gave $500.
Okay, he's still going to give $250.
You want to just?
Yeah, I'd like to add $250.
He's adding to it?
Sure they can use it.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to add additional $250 to the Mount Joy Civic Association.
Sure.
Georgetown Basketball League from Mr. Phillips' account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are two. The first one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 1.033 acres more or less, tax map ID 1-35-10-56.03. It's in District 3 on behalf of Matthew A. Carr.
I'll introduce it.
And the second.
Sorry.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.24 acres more or less, tax map ID 3-34-10-199, and it's District 3 on behalf of Judith B. DeMeno, trustee.
Mr. Deaver introduces it. Additional business brought before council. Anything, Mr. Guy? Nothing. Okay. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for job applicants' qualifications, personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be yes. We're not in executive session. Mr. Lawson, I assume in the